B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey, Chica.
Pardon? What? Pardon me?
Hey, Chica.
Hello, this is K-Rock. This is a radio show. K-Rock, hello.
Oh, you big oaf. It's Jeff. I have been trying to sell this item ever since December, and I'm not even getting it, Nibble.
All right. What are you trying to sell, Fem?
Well, it's a mattress and box spring.
Nobody wants your mattress and box spring. I'll tell you that right now. I won't know. What?
I need you to help me sell this.
No, I won't help you to sell this. I won't, Chica.
Whatever.
What? For, wait a second. Stop. I want to start fresh here, Chica. Wait a second. Why, Joffrey, do you want to sell a mattress and box spring? I'll get the details on it if, you know. But why do you want to sell it?
Well, I was having a talk with the old Paul and Shane.
Oh, you back together again?
In some ways.
Right. Yeah.
But she found out that rent can be prohibitively expensive. This is it's several years old, but it was top of the line at the time. Box spring and mattress.
Do I hear you smoking a Virginia Slim?
I'd rather not draw attention to what I'm smoking, thank you.
All right, wait a second. You bought the mattress and box spring new. New.
Uh-huh.
You did. You bought
it. And it's a pillow top, and I ripped off all the tags, you know, arrest me for that. But so I don't know what the brand name is, but I know it cost a pretty penny.
Uh-huh.
It was our marital bed for quite some time.
So had a lot of use there.
It was. I mean,
not with you and her. Whatever you brought over.
This mattress saw a lot of love, not just between me and the old Paul and Shane.
That's what I mean.
Princess and Pepper.
Oh,
they
God.
Enjoy it.
Wait
too.
A second. Stop now. Stop. Wait a second. How big? How big of a bed is it?
It's what's referred to as a California queen.
Okay, California queen.
Uh-huh.
That's appropriate. Okay, California queen. It's new. You bought it, but you ripped all the tags off. You bought it new.
I bought it new a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was the
marital bed.
And then we had the split. And what my wife wants to do now is to pretend like it's the 1950s, and we'll have two twin beds instead. Now, I have already purchased those. We're sleeping on them.
Yeah.
And I've got just this behemoth of mattress and box springs.
All right.
And I've tried everything.
Yeah.
I've gone around and put up flyers.
Uh-huh.
I think that I had a picture. Oh, this was terrible. I took a picture of it, and I was putting it on Craigslist and eBay.
Uh-huh.
But wouldn't you know it, you can see me nude in the mirror.
What are you doing taking pictures of your bed nude? I don't want to know. Never waited. I've never met anybody sick and as twisted as you. And if you think
Chica,
that you're going to go and don't call me Chica. Don't you call me that.
Sorry, Chica.
Oh, look. The bed.
Well, like I said, it's a California queen.
Right. Yep. What?
And it has a beautiful floral pattern on the pillow top mattress.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that to hide the stains?
Well, you might see a stain or two.
I'm quite sure. Nobody wants to buy this.
But what you can do is rest assured that that floral pattern hides many more stains than will ever be visible.
Look.
That was a big selling point for me.
You have brought, with this bed, the marital bed, the California queen. You have brought over, probably, my guess, hundreds of questionable bed partners. And don't deny it. Don't deny it. And you have two lap dogs that probably jump up on that thing and have defecated and urinated on that, thrown up on that. You've probably fed them wet dog food on there. God knows what kind of stains. And then you're taking pictures of it for Craigslist nude. You're in the nude. Who the hell in their right mind would take the risk to buy anything from you?
Okay. I need you to understand
what
that the nudity was unintended.
Wouldn't it's you just, know before you posted that picture that your reflection nude is in the photograph?
And that's a big part of the problem, because I've been banned from the internet.
Rightfully so. They should have done it for 100 other reasons. Hold on, you've been banned from the internet. I can understand being I can understand being banned from Facebook. I can understand being banned from Craigslist. I can understand being banned from various websites where whatever you do probably creeps even those people out. But you're banned from the internet. How do you get banned from the internet?
Well, I guess that they considered it to be objectionable.
Objectionable.
It is just as God made me.
You're objectionable. You're on every hot sheet in town.
But it was not my intention. All I wanted to do was sell the California Queen.
So are you telling me that, like, your internet provider will not allow you access to the internet? They refuse to have you. Because, you know what?
Well, I received an email that I had been banned from the internet. And I had up to 30 days to pay a $500 fine to an address in Canada.
I don't know if that's real either. Oh, God.
By the time it gets close to 30 days, I will be able to pay the fine and go back off.
Right. And then back to posting nude photos of you.
I would never, ever do that.
Remember the time the feds came and got you because you wanted to put a recipe for making a bomb on there?
Uh-huh.
You know, you did that. So wait a second. Feds are aware of you. Local police are aware of you. Internet providers are aware of you. Various websites are. Don't you think for a second that you might be the one with the problem and not everybody else? You ever think that?
No, I don't think that, because I am confident in myself and my judgment, and I will write a check for $500 to the internet, send it off to Canada.
Don't do that.
In the meantime, I'm on the honor system.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm allowed to use the internet with limited capability. Uh-huh. I am not allowed to sell anything.
Right, good. I'm going to do you a favor, and it's going to be a reflection of the person that you really are, the creep that you really are. Joffrey, I think you should have every right to sell that bed, and we have done various swap shop kind of things, and during the soapbox, we allow people to sell their products, and we let them give their phone number out. Why don't you go, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Tell us about the California Queen and box spring you're looking to sell. Ladies and gentlemen, Joffrey here has an item that he would like to sell. And Joffrey, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thank you, Stan.
No problem, my friend.
Well, first of all, I think I might have to make clear to the audience, Stan is only kidding when he calls me names. Okay.
Wait a second. Do not add anything. Without giving any editorial comment about me, you're selling a product. Go.
Well, we'll see. Do
go. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Jeff, and I have for sale a beautiful, gently used California Queen.
Gently used? That's a lie. Go ahead.
And it has a beautiful floral pattern on the pillow top mattress.
Stains. Go ahead.
And I know that this is going to give somebody just such an upgrade in the bedroom.
Right.
And that's what I'm all about.
Upgrade. Okay, yeah, so is that all you want to say? How much are you asking for it?
Best offer?
Best offer? Is there a ball? What if somebody says, I'll give you $10 for it? You going to take it?
No.
What are you saying? First 100 grabs it? First 250?
Well, really, I can negotiate.
Okay.
Especially if someone has a pickup truck.
Right. So you're not going to deliver. They got a pickup.
Well, I certainly can't put it on my bicycle, can I?
Is that all you ride now is a bike?
Yeah, good. It's called Going Green, buddy. Check into it.
Right. You betcha, Chica. Best Offer gets this California Queen right here.
I know I spent probably $3,500 on this thing.
Wow. That's something. Probably not your money, your wife's money. Now,
it does come with vibrators.
What?
It comes with vibrators, isn't hers?
Vibrators? What do you mean? You talking about like the magic fingers in the bed? Or are you throwing something extra in?
Yeah, I'm talking about the magic fingers. Okay. What do you think of?
I don't know. You said
about.
It comes with vibrators. His and her
Good
vibrators.
Lord.
What do you mean his and her? You mean it works on both sides of the bed? It's different?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And so you're going to negotiate. Now, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, Joffrey, what number should they call?
Okay, they can call me on my cell.
Okay.
At area code 239.
Yes.
498-4114.
Okay, that number again?
239.
239.
498.
Got it.
4114. And if you want to email me.
Yes.
You can do that. My address is BigDaddy@burp.com.
BigDaddy@burp.com?
Uh-huh.
And that, serious inquiries only, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm not doing this for my health. I just want it out of my living room.
What?
I've had the courtesy not to throw this in the garage.
Oh, so it was kept under air.
Yeah, but it's in my living room, and I need it to howl out.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Sizzling, hizzling, grizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
What's today? Oh, it's Monday. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us.
I learned something this weekend.
What did you learn?
And I figured it out all by myself.
Okay.
I was perusing the news yesterday, and I almost didn't see it because of the way the page that I was reading was laid out.
Yeah.
And out of the corner of my eye, it says, Hank Williams' daughter has died.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I started reading the story, and I'm looking at the pictures, and evidently, an elderly aunt had passed away last week, so they had all just been at a funeral.
Yeah.
And they had a family photo taken, not knowing it was going to be her last one. And the more and more that I'm looking at this, I found myself really affected by it.
It bothered me a little bit, too.
His daughter was the same age as our daughters.
Yeah, 27, I think.
And so I started to question myself because I got really upset over it. And I was thinking about what he must be going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rational side of my brain stepped up and said, come on, Haney. You like the man's music, but you don't know him. This isn't that close to you for you to be that upset. And then I started arguing with myself.
Yes.
And yeah. I said, no, Haney, I am completely justified, and I'll tell you why. And I said to myself, oh, really? I said, yeah, oh, really? If you want to think about it as an equation, that's probably the simplest and crudest way to put it. And we just saw Hank not too long ago. And I realized why I felt the way that I felt. Because that man has brought me such ridiculous amounts of pure joy. And when you let somebody in that way,
completely agree,
it hits you the other way. Because I'm so grateful for all the times that he's entertained me or made me feel better.
Yep.
And to lose his baby like that, and We still don't know. I guess the husband's still in the hospital, and you've mm-hmm. got those two young grandchildren there. And at his age, with everything that he's been through in his life,
a lot of stuff.
This is not, at 71, this is not what you want to be going through.
I found out about it because a friend of ours knows him pretty well. And he had posted it on Facebook with pictures of...
And just a beautiful girl, yeah, beautiful family.
And them. And you realize how senseless it was. Single car crash. They were... she and her husband were towing a boat. And lost control of the vehicle, went over the median, and went into the other lane of traffic, crashed. She was killed at 27, the husband in a critical condition, and you got to hear news, another tragedy in Hank Jr.'s life, and I was even bringing it up, I made a note about it. I mean, our prayers go out to his family and everyone involved. anytime you lose a child, it's a, a horrific thing. And somebody, as you said, Haney, that has entertained us for so many years that you can identify with in so many ways, to see the love of his life lose her life that way, it's got to be horrific on him and all the fans that appreciate who he is, his heritage, his music, and aside from all of that, the knowing of what you must be going through when you lose a child, and no matter what the age. And so it's very sad. I saw it over the weekend.
That was his baby girl.
Yep. Happened in Tennessee. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll have the grab bag. We'll also have the local beat. We're going to give you a chance to win. And we're going to have the Wayback Machine today as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It is the Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. But in about an hour, we're going to give you a chance to win. And I don't know what to call this game. All I'm going to tell you, Junior, I have to ask you, by the way, that's Junior. He's back with us, so you're not listening to a rerun unless it's a
best. It could be, but it slipped past me if it did, because I am under the impression... what is it, 1978? No, I'm sorry. That's a different
20,
sheet
20,
of, that, 20, that's a different sheet 20, of paper.
2020. Do you have a calculator on your phone or something?
Because
you're gonna need to keep score in an hour for the game that we're having.
Right? I need a calculator for
yes,
it?
Yes, we're gonna have two people go head to head, and for each corresponding answer, it's the percentage of 100 people. So
what?
Don't worry about it. It won't affect you. I just need you to have a calculator ready.
Do we have a chalkboard?
I'll explain it when we get there. Just have a calculator.
It's 2020. What?
It's 2020
divided by.
Don't. It's no math right now.
2020.
Yep. 2020. Year the world would like to forget.
Hot damn.
Let's do the grab bag.
Hot damn indeed.
All I'm telling you, Junior, is just have a calculator ready, because part of your duties will be to keep score.
Will do.
All right, thank you. Thank you, buddy. How was your weekend, by the way?
Oh, it was great.
Okay, good. Just checking. Yours, Haney? Did you have a good weekend? Let's go and take a
look. Weekend was fine. I used it preparing to come in today.
You did. What's Whitey staring at us for?
Oh, Whitey was telling me about beer.
Oh, look at this. Well, I want to ask you a question.
Do you know where it comes from?
He gets a lot of beer.
And you know why?
And he gives a lot of it to us.
Because he's a prince of a man.
Yeah, he is. Where do you get all this beer?
My neighbors.
Step up to the mic, right, Whitey. Come on.
Your neighbors?
Yeah, I sit there and do odds and ends, fix their pool pumps.
And so they pay in beer.
They pay me in beer.
Their pool pump went down, then they had branches that they couldn't reach, and so he's Mr. Johnny on the spot, and they pay him with beer.
And he can only drink so much.
Yes.
Only so much.
He's one man. He's got 24 beers. What's he going to do with them?
Yeah. If you drank all those beers, you wouldn't be able to fix stuff for him.
That's true.
Thank you.
And if you drank at the pace that people are giving you beers, you wouldn't be able to function.
I know it.
It'd be difficult to be a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, that's about what my neighbor would do in a day. Remember him, don't
you? Yeah, I sure do. Whitey, thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you, pal.
Oh, hey, Whitey.
Hey, what?
What was that? I don't know if you've heard of it. It's some weird new Budweiser product.
You remember that Nitro I brought in?
The Nitro.
I didn't get any
of
that.
Yeah, there was like four of them. I took
What's the deal? Did you drink it? What's the deal with that?
Oh, it's the best beer that I think I've personally had.
He said it was like a light Guinness. I said, you mean like a black and tan kind of thing?
Kind of like. It's an
And you got to shake it three times?
You turn it up and down three times. I guess that's to get the... You know how Guinness has the little aerator in it?
Yeah.
This thing has the nitrogen in it, and you turn it up and down three times, and then you open it, and you pour it straight down, and it pours like a Guinness.
Huh.
And it's
But it's light, so is it like a black and tan, or no?
Remember they had the Guinness Gold come out? It was like a lager, but it was under the Guinness name. It's a lot like that. It's not a lot of carbonation. It's like when you go to an English pub and they use the pump instead of the regular tap where it takes a lot of the carbonation out of it.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. They're good. They're very good.
I had not heard about it until Whitey told me about it in the parking lot.
Had not heard about it either. I didn't know. I guess they're still available for sale as we do a commercial for Budweiser. Sorry,
for no reason.
For no reason at all.
Well, we're doing a commercial for Whitey. And what a great neighbor he is.
Thank you, pal.
I'm going to bring 4 6-packs of that nitro tomorrow.
Bring it. Oh, absolutely. That's good stuff.
Good man, Whitey. Look at Junior licking his chops.
You just settle down, Junior.
Can I get one?
Maybe.
Sweet.
You know, it's been a while.
You know what?
What?
When Junior comes over to my place and he's going, hey, you got a beer? I go, I don't think so. I haven't bought any a long time. He'll go, and if I look, walks back with a cold beer. It's out in the garage fridge.
Why do you
get it? Yeah, his fridge is stocked.
Now, the beer that he was drinking, like, what was it, a week ago?
Yeah.
Is beer that Randy Bailey bought for New Year's Eve.
I think it's still good.
What did you
good.
Think?
It was still good.
I think it's still
What do
good.
You think the cutoff is? How many months?
You know what?
I'm getting close.
I'd like somebody to text us that. There are so many brewmeisters and beer experts. Budweiser used to have the born-on date on them.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And a lot of canned beers and bottled beers would say 90 days, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, is 3 months the cutoff time on an unopened bottle or can of beer?
Well, I'm not so good with math, but it seems like we're approaching 6 months.
Yeah, I think it's still good.
Yeah, he's got a young stomach.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Not like he's in danger of a yeast infection.
Yeah. One of our people, we haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh?
One of our reporters, because she's off the news for the most part, past couple of weeks. Our reporter got an exclusive interview with, the coronavirus.
If you're just tuning in, we're about to place a call to the coronavirus. So here we go.
Coronavirus residents.
Is this the coronavirus?
Yep, speaking.
Hi there. We're just wondering how it feels now that you're no longer the center of attention.
I gotta tell you, it hurts a little.
Mm-hmm. For months, you were all the world talked about.
I know. I felt like Meghan Markle on steroids.
Yeah, but thanks to current events, though, you're kind of old news.
I'm doing what I can to hang on, though. In fact, I just hired a great PR firm.
A public relations firm?
Yeah, it's the same one that handles the Kardashians.
Good choice.
Yeah. Compared to the Kardashians, making me look good should be a cinch.
Any luck so far?
Well, they've got some great ideas. For instance, a whole line of COVID-19 sportswear. My favorite is probably the trucker cap that says, Make America Infectious Again.
Catchy.
Oops, that's my brother-in-law, the H1N1 virus. He's constantly pestering me for my Netflix password. He's like a disease.
Okay, thanks for taking our call.
No sweat. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's good to know she's doing okay. Yeah, she's still around. Still around. Oh.
You know, is she, though?
I don't know.
Because I don't understand. I don't understand anything. I see people with masks. I see people without masks.
Uh-huh.
I see people in major urban centers in the street. There's no social distancing or any precautions whatsoever. And those people are applauded, at least depending on which channel you're watching. But the president wants to hold a rally and 300,000 people want to go. That's unacceptable.
Too close. Too close for comfort.
I don't get it. Isn't it?
I don't get any of it.
But I mean, is it safe?
Is it safe? I don't know.
I don't know.
Why do you say we open a couple of buds and discuss it?
Well, we learned a lesson the hard way. We can't have a fridge in here.
No.
And the one in there doesn't work.
Oh, it broke. It was a mini fridge that lasted like 14 years.
Yeah, but there's still a sandwich in it.
Oh, I ain't touching it.
And it hasn't worked for several years. Yeah. You notice that, Junior? Sandwich in there.
Last time I opened it, it started smelling really bad.
Can
in
you
here.
Do me a favor and carry it outside?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Fox News. This is funny. On a bad kind of way.
Funny in a bad kind of way. I can't wait.
I would hate that this would have to happen like this. Fox News was reporting on perceived infighting happening at the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, and accidentally read a joke from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail
straight face.
Apparently, a joke from the movie was posted on Reddit as a first-hand account of arguments happening within Chaz.
Yeah, because real first-hand accounts aren't good.
Here's Fox News doing their report, and then I'll play the clip from the movie.
I didn't vote for Raz. I thought we were an autonomous collective, an anarcho-syndicalist commune at the least. We should take turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week. It's just part of that.
Oh, and there is the movie clip.
I am your king.
No, we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. Will you shut up?
Now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant! Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh?
Sorry, Martha McCallum. Somebody should have tipped you off.
Isn't that what producers are for?
Yes, it is! I want, and I'm urging everybody to watch this. I'm going to play the audio. It does not do it as a justice
if
to the
you were
video.
Martha McCallum, what would you do?
I'd raise holy hell.
Would you go after someone personally?
Yes, she's
in a physical manner?
She's a pretty older woman, and I would go and physically don't ever, ever, ever make the host look bad.
Would you take your high heel off and bang it on a desk?
You gotta see this video.
All right.
And remember it, and I would like Junior to post it. Actually, it's almost two videos.
You better instruct Junior, or I won't see it.
A woman posted a video of her fantastic black lab named Yogi. Yogi has a skill, and he loves the skill. She took a little piece of wood chip, no bigger than the top of your thumb. And the dog is just so excited about this, so attentive. And she throws the little piece of wood chip over her porch and into the woods in her backyard. Yogi goes down there, finds the little tiny wood chip, brings it up to her and drops it. There's like no way. And she posted it and people started saying, oh, that's fake. You did it as a trick. So she posted a second one, little wood chip. There's Yogi, the black lab, that tail wagging. And she throws the wood chip out again, this time filming the dog the entire time, him sniffing around. He finds the little tiny wood chip and brings it back to her. This dog is fantastic. Take a listen, and if you can get a hold of the video, we're posting it. You got to see it.
You want me to throw this little tiny wood chip, and you're going to bring it back? Okay. I'll wait. Shut up. Shut up. Do you have it? Are you kidding me?
Okay, Yogi. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you've got some haters saying that your fetch was fake. So I thought we could just make another video and put it all to bed. So you want to play fetch? So you brought me this wood chip. All right, ready? Go.
And he gets all excited. He goes running off the deck.
You can do it. You're a good boy. Did you find it? Okay.
There he is.
Well, that is tiny.
You got it. You're such a good boy. All right, there you have it. Yogi's true purpose in life.
That dog is so great.
I don't think tiny does it justice.
I told you, it's like the tip of your thumb. And he goes down into the woods where there's underbrush, branches, everything. And he comes charging back up, and he's got the wood chip, and he drops it right down.
He's a good boy.
Good boy. That Yogi's a good dog.
Come here, Yogi. You're a good boy. Come here. Shaggy bastard.
Yeah. See, he's still looking. There he comes. Comes back up. Drops it. There it is.
Well, what are you criticizing his time? There's a whole thing of woods out there, man.
This is weird. And this is in Greensboro, North Carolina. Since June 1st, we're at June 15th right now. Since June 1st, five people have reported seeing a naked runner on the trails in Greensboro. This isn't the first time this has happened either. Just last year, there were reports of a naked runner getting a little exercise in the area. But since June 1st, there's a nudie running around.
And I saw a man running up through the woods. Yeah, shirt, shoes, no bottoms. I was honestly just shocked. I was wondering if I was, like, going crazy because no one else was there to confirm that I saw it.
Completely naked other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like, sort of confirming,
Are you really naked?
not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
Well, I'm glad you were able to assess the situation.
Yeah. There is a restaurant chain that is starting to open back up, but they may have to close their doors forever. The owners of this popular restaurant are asking lenders for $200 million in loans.
Or else.
To avoid going into bankruptcy. Apparently, they're close to $1 billion in debt. What restaurant is it? It's kid-friendly.
Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
If it's a cat place, that's sure to please.
When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
$1 billion in debt. What's wrong with that business plan? Even with COVID, you were in trouble beforehand. $1 billion?
I don't know. You would think operating a business based solely on children's birthday parties would be solid.
Huge! It's a moneymaker! Finally, I'll play a little clip. The Zac Brown Band has a new song out, and it is a sweet tribute from a dad to his daughter. And those of us that have daughters know how important it is. It's called "The Man Who Loves You the Most." Zac Brown Band, "Dad to His Daughter."
I hope you see the seven wonders. I
hope you sail the seven seas. I hope you let the whole world in your heart, but you still got room for me. I hope you find a guy that treats you right. On your wedding night, I'll raise a toast. Hope he understands. I'll always be the man who loves you the most. Just your
man. There you go. A little sample there for you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the local beat, and it is something that has been going on here for a while, and now families are speaking out, talking about Robert E. Lee and Fort Myers. Robert E. Lee's great-great-grandson and Hendry's relatives are speaking out about the Robert E. Lee statue. And just as a little side note to this, Frank Mann, I saw him on the news this morning. I don't usually agree with anything Frank Mann says. He made a point about this area that is so true. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said it, and I said, I agree with you, Frank. He said, you can protest, tear down the Civil War statues, take away the Robert E. Lee statue in downtown Fort Myers, move the painting. He said, you can do all of that. He says, but you fail to realize this is still Robert E. Lee County. You can protest all you want and bring down and hide, but until you change the county's name, and that's hard to do, we are Robert E. Lee County. Interesting story, as some of the descendants have spoken. We'll do that in the local beat when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. About 30 minutes away, we're going to give you a chance to win. And during the break, because evidently everybody was confused why I wanted Junior to keep score for the game and nobody knew what I was doing, I explained it to you, right? It made perfect sense, didn't it?
Yeah, it made perfect sense.
2020?
No, made perfect. By the way, speaking of Junior, he did his research and he found out how long a sealed bottle or can of beer can last. Now somebody
can or should.
Should. Well, somebody texted us, evidently a beer connoisseur, who said if it's skunky, it's bad. Yeah. Yeah. I've had some beer, you know, imported
beer,
you open up and it smells skunky to start with. But
what you're talking about is not can you drink it, it's can you keep it down?
Well, don't ask me. Junior was
or
the one that
can
found
you
me.
Keep it down without paying a price?
Stay, it's supposed to stay fresh and good to drink. What did you find out?
So in the pantry, it could be anywhere between 6 to 9 months before it starts to skunk. Or if it's in the fridge, it's going to be anywhere between 6 months to 2 years.
Well, it's been in the fridge the whole time.
Yeah. And I always watched.
Was there any skunk on it?
No. It was still good.
I watch many a beer commercial. They say sunlight
is the best disinfectant.
Is the worst thing for beer.
Yeah, that's why most beer comes in brown bottles.
Yep, the amber dark bottles, so that the sunlight, it's almost like a sunglasses for the beer.
Yeah, brown is best. Green is better than nothing. Clear, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful. You got to drink it. That's why, like a Miller High Life, it's clear, but it goes down smooth and easy, and you can drink a lot of them. That's just the way it is. You know what? I'm sorry. That Miller High Life has been around a long time. Now, there's two kinds of drinking beer.
There's the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
That's Schaefer. But the thing is,
and then here's the good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
You got to look at the type of beer that you want. If you want, you got these micro brews now and all that stuff, where it's the taste of the beer and you're a beer connoisseur and you like this taste, you like that flavor. It's very hoppy and all. Then you got the kind on a hot day. You're out mowing the lawn. You're out doing stuff outside, and you have a Miller High Life. That'll go right down. It's like drinking carbonated water.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the other kind of beer where you sit down and you take a look at the color and the hops and all that stuff.
It's like you're having a meal.
You're like, yeah, you want to know what you're doing. But like in the heat, Miller High Life right down.
Natty Light.
Yeah, Natty Light. Ice cold.
Because it's got to be.
It's good because it's got to be. Let's do the local beat.
Ice cold. That covers up a lot of discrepancies.
But pretty much with anything. Take a vodka martini. Take a vodka martini. If a vodka martini is ice cold, this is the best thing in the world, drinking a vodka martini. A good quality vodka. And it is, I mean, the snow is on the side of the martini glass. It's that cold. Let your vodka martini warm up a little bit, and you don't like it as much.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
You know, some people like to keep a glass by the bed. I did something nice for myself.
What'd you do?
Along this line.
Yes.
Has nothing to do with vodka or beer or anything.
A Drambuie?
No.
A Galliano?
Yeah. A couple of Sambuca-like gentlemen. No, you know how I like the flavored ginger ale?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to think this is crazy. And if you're a daredevil, you can go ahead and try it, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking the blame for it, okay?
Yeah.
I got it in my head. This ginger ale with lemon in it is pretty good.
Oh, I know it is. And the citrus one's good, too. The orange.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And I thought to myself, I wonder what would happen if I went to the trouble to acquire and then cut a fresh lime.
Oh, that's crazy talk, Haney. You're talking crazy now.
I know.
Crazy talk.
I know. I'm out there on the edge, but it was the weekend. I was living it up.
Yeah. How was it?
Spectacular.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet it was.
There is something about the fresh citrus interacting with the fake citrus in the drink.
Hell yeah. It's crazy. It's a little out of bounds. But
don't get me wrong. I paid for it the next day. But it was good. It was awfully good.
That's
my life.
I hear you.
That is my life.
Well, you know what?
That was a big deal, Stan.
There's joy in everybody's day.
Mm-hmm.
Orson Welles once said, the great Orson Welles, he was asked, Are you a happy man? And he goes,
glared at him.
He goes, no. He says, I don't think that I would be classified as a happy man, but I experience joy every single day. There are moments of
fleeting joy,
and you go and you grab them.
Fleeting.
Yeah. Then you go and search for more joy. Let's do the local
now.
Beat.
I don't even know if I should say this.
No, probably not, but it's crazy talk. And I'm warning you, you're stepping out of bounds. What?
I'm just wondering what would happen.
Yeah.
If I were to go to the trouble
of
obtaining and then cutting an orange. Have I gone too far?
I need to bring authorities in after that one because something's illegal there. Put an orange in.
I don't know, man. I think I'm. Do you think I have a problem?
If you have to, you do.
I've started putting citrus in my soft drinks.
Yeah, that's a You know what? People have been putting citrus in Diet Pepsi for 30 years, 40 years. Next time you have a Diet Pepsi and you don't like the taste of it, but that's all that somebody's got, squeeze a little lemon in it, and it makes it all the better.
Yeah, but don't lemons have calories, too?
Like one. Like, it very limited.
I just don't know why you drink it to begin with.
Yep.
Tastes watching, like crap.
Watching my figure.
Gives me a headache. Any diet drink gives me a headache. Full sugar, please.
When you have a situation like we have in Robert E. Lee County, and everybody is going back and forth, you may agree or disagree, but it's the ancestors, the offspring of ancestors in this town that were asked what they think about the statue, about what it means. And I don't necessarily agree or disagree. This is just one point of view coming from one of the families, and I put that in quote, of the original founders of Fort Myers. Headline, this is in I think it's Wink News. Descendant of founding family in Fort Myers weighs in on Robert E. Lee bust removal. The statue of Robert E. Lee in downtown Fort Myers has long been a point of contention, and last week it was removed out of fear of it being destroyed. Now an important voice in the community is weighing in on the issue of whether it should be put back up or removed permanently. Quote, "It serves as a constant reminder of a time period, you know, in our history that created a lot of controversy and hate and horrible things, vile things," said Carrie Hendry of the bust. Hendry's family was one of the first families to settle in Fort Myers after the Civil War. She goes on to say it was a, and we most people that do their history know this, it was a fort during the Seminole Indian Wars and then became a Union fort during the Civil War. And when and then once the Civil War ended, families moved in. This is from the Carrie Hendry. Because of this, Hendry thinks it's important to honor history, but also heal her community. So she's come up with a sort of middle ground for the bust. She said, put the bust in a museum and replace where the bust has been with a freedom fountain. She says, commission a local artist to create it and have a place where people can come and sit and reflect and change it from a place of controversy and pain to a place of peace. Put the bust in a museum. One of the city council people agree. That's Johnny Streets. Saying, quote, I think it's a great opportunity. It could be a healing process to bring us together instead of continuing to go down this road of division. The Fort Myers City Council will, in fact, discuss this very issue at their meeting today. Protests all around the country, whether peaceful or otherwise, are forcing conversations about these monuments and relics and what they represent. If they have a place in the present and the future, some cities and states are deciding whether or not to remove theirs. Here's another voice. And again, we're talking about generations. Robert W. Lee IV, the fourth great nephew of Robert E. Lee, is supporting the decision for the statue in Virginia to be removed. Lee is a reverend and said his great-great-grandfather would not want a statue of himself on display. Lee said that, too.
Well, I'm sure they had long talks about it.
Yeah. Lee himself said he quoted his great-great-grandfather in saying, quote, "I think it's wiser not to keep open the sores of the war," end quote. So, however you land on that, and Haney and I have our opinions, but however you land on it, these are descendants of Hendry and Lee who are voicing their opinions.
Just as far as our local situation, you know, the fountain is a nice idea. Do it right next to him. And get a bulletproof, smash-proof, some sort of acrylic structure. And protect the general.
Well, as Frank Mann said this morning on the news when I saw it, you can do anything you want as far as putting up a fountain, taking down the bust, protesting. The cold, hard fact of it is we're Robert E. Lee County. That's what it is. And with that, you have to deal with it. And it is, if we wanted to, and say, oh, well, the county agrees that the county should be changed, that's a long process and has to be done through the state. And the cost of doing that.
Well, there's obvious cost, and then there are hidden costs. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, and we did an article last week about it, that your birth certificates say Lee County. Well, that county will no longer exist. Let's go. There's somebody that wants to chime in on this, then we got to take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Al. How you doing?
Hey, Al.
I was just wanting to know, Terry Hendry, so she's never been married?
I don't know. I'm just reading a news article.
No, don't. I'm just asking the question because I know.
I don't know.
Colonel Hendry and the family, and of course, then Hendry County came from that also. But I was just wondering, how...
I don't know. Why? You want me to set up a date for you? And
we'll
pay for the first date, and then...
How come if she is a long-time Hendry...
Hendry.
Hendry, yes. I agree. Hendry.
Well, what's the point?
What is your point?
Well, I was just wondering...
You were wondering what?
How far she went back here, you know? She's not... If she was never married, or what's the deal... Is how she got the hit.
Why do you care?
Let's play. You know what? Maybe I'll throw out the game and we'll play Smarter Dumb. We're gonna take a break.
You know what, Stan?
What?
Some of these monuments are monuments to the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, though.
No, absolutely not.
And I would feel a lot better about it if the people that hate the CSA loved the USA. But I'm not seeing that either.
Nope. And I'll remind everybody, and I saw this on the news this morning, but I already knew the answer to it. One of the most hallowed grounds this country has is Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Some of the greatest war veterans, heroes, athletes, people who have done incredible things.
And there are heroes there, and we're not even aware they're heroes.
Unknown soldiers. I don't know how many know that Arlington National Cemetery is Robert E. Lee's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
His home and grounds became Arlington National Cemetery. What does that mean anything to you? I don't know. I pose the question.
The tomb of the, or I guess a monument to the unknown soldier of the American Revolution, was vandalized. Someone spray painted, committed genocide.
Ridiculous. I just, and I've brought this up before, and I'm just waiting. Because you cannot ignore history, good or bad, or you're doomed to repeat it.
And the very purpose of many of these monuments was to promote healing.
Yes, for the people that lost family.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear in the news, what's next? Is it going to be George Washington?
Yes.
Is it
going to
be Thomas
been done.
Jefferson? And I've said it before.
It's already been done.
I'm amazed because they don't do enough homework. If you're going to go and protest all of this stuff, our founding fathers, John Tyler, whose grandson is still alive, believe it or not, he is.
Well, but Tyler, he was a very vital president.
Yes, and so wasn't his children and grandchildren. But he was president of the United States of America. And in those times, you sided with your state over country. States' rights were the most important. John Tyler, president of the United States of America, went with his state and was elected to the Confederate Congress.
Well, that's how the country was founded. It was very different.
Very different.
At the beginning. Those 13 states were very protective of their rights.
Yep. That's in the Constitution. We're gonna lighten things up, give you a chance to win. I'm going to call it, what should I call this, Junior? Stan's get the most points?
It sounds good.
All right.
Well, it sounds like a Stan game.
Yeah, it's going to be completely self-explanatory when I come back. And we've got this week, we've got Mel's Diner, we've got Pewter Mug, we've got Touch of Class Pet Grooming, we've got Redneck Mud Park tickets.
Oh, we're loaded for bear.
We're loaded. We're going to give you a chance to win. Two people are going to go head-to-head in Stan's Who Gets the Most Points. We'll be back.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL Draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. An hour away from a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week. In a particular year, we're going to be starting right smack dab in the middle of the chart. 20 through 16 on the Billboard charts for a particular year. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. And we've got some nice prizes this week.
And what an exciting day, a brand new game.
Yep, Stan's score the most points.
I thought it was who's got the
who's
most points.
Who's got the most points. Stan's the most points. Mel's Diner.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue, though.
I know. I can't figure out a name for this thing. You got a name for this?
I don't know. It's kind of like the one you came up with.
What did I say?
Stan, who's got the most points?
All right. Stan's who's got the most points, because we're going to total up the points at the end of the round.
To see who's got the most points.
We've got Redneck Mud Park. We've got Pewter Mug. We've got Touch of Class Pet Grooming. I told you, Mel's Diner. We got a lot of good stuff available today. Phones are on lockdown now. Let me give you an example of what we're going to do. And this just has a time limit. So there are plenty of chances to catch up if you're not playing well. It's when we run out of time, the game will be over. I'll let everybody know when it's the last round. But let's say you, Junior, and you, Haney, are the contestants. And I pose the question. It'll go to Haney first. If you thought you heard a robber in your home, where would you hide? If you thought you heard a robber in your home,
where would you hide? Surveyed 100 people.
Where would I hide?
Where would you hide?
Where the robber is with my shotgun?
Look, I'm asking you to answer a place in your house. Let's not make this brain surgery.
Well, I would probably go, because I've redone my bathroom into a Sharon Stone-branded panic room.
Okay, so you say bathroom. Not the number one answer, but it's 22 points. Junior, you can get the number one answer. You'll get more points. Where would you hide if a burglar was in your house?
I'll go with closet.
Number one answer, 44 points. So, Junior, you would put down for yourself 44 points. Haney would have gotten 22 points on that. We're not going to keep score until the end. The one with the most points is going to win. And they'll have their choice of the prizes, and we'll get a consolation prize for the second place finisher. So, Junior, let's get two people on the phone to go head-to-head, 277-9600, and let's play Stan's Who's Got the Most Points. Let's play it. 277-9600. Just answering simple questions. They all have a point value based on 100 people surveyed. We'll go head-to-head, time limit on the round, so we got about, you know, say about 13 minutes right now to just keep them rolling. All right, we apparently see two people on hold. Let's see if Junior selected competent people to play. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Todd.
Todd? D-O-D-D. How are you, Todd?
Yes, sir.
You ready you ready to play, Todd?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get your opponent. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Rose, say hi to Todd. He's your opponent.
Oh, okay. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, here we go. We're going to alternate back and forth. If you get the number one answer and the highest point value, we'll move to another question. If you answer and it's not the number one answer, your opponent can answer it and get the points if it's the number one answer, okay?
All right.
All right, we're going to start with you, Todd. But listen to the question, Rose, because you could get some points on this.
Okay.
All right, Todd. Name someone who might know more about a man than his own wife. Name someone who might know more about a man than his own wife.
His mom.
Number one answer, 67 points for Todd. That would be Junior, that would be a bell, a little bell. 67 points for Todd. Rose.
I thought there was no hand-holding.
I know. Okay, Rose, here we go with your question.
Okay.
If you don't get the number one answer, you'll get the point for whatever that is. But if Todd gets the number one answer, he gets that point as well. Rose, name a reason you might not leave your house all day.
I have the flu.
You have the flu, so you're saying you're sick.
Correct.
That is not the number one answer, but Rose does get 28 points. Todd, there is a one answer more popular than that. Name a reason you might not leave your house all day.
Expecting a delivery.
Not the number one answer. No points. The number one answer was bad weather. Bad weather. All right, Todd, we go to you. Tell me a slang word, and remember, we're on the radio. Tell me a slang word or phrase used to refer to husbands. A slang word or phrase used to refer to husbands.
Neanderthal.
Not even on the board. So, Rose, name something that's on the board and you'll get those points.
My better half.
Better half was third, 14 points for Rose.
Number one answer was old man. Old man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rose, you have control of this one. You start things off.
Okay.
Name the person you feel most guilty lying to. Name the person you feel most guilty lying to, Rose. This is based on 100 people surveyed. Person you feel most guilty lying to.
My mother.
Number one answer, 56 points for Rose. Apparent number one answer. All right, Todd, here you go. If you won the lottery, Todd, name something you might go to your job to do. You won the lottery, you go to your job, you're going to do something. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to clean out my desk.
So you're going to quit?
Yeah, I'm just going to quit.
Number one answer, 77 points for Todd. All right, Rose.
Okay.
Name a part of your body a worker might copy on the... I don't know, this might be sexist now. Name a part of your body that a worker might copy on the office copy machine. Actual question, 100%. Name a part of the body a worker might copy on the office copy machine. Come on, you remember those office parties, Rose?
Yeah.
I love you, Rose.
That's a great answer. I can't say that.
Oh, my God, that is a home run.
As I explained to Todd, there's some things you can't say. However, our streaming audience got that. It was a great answer. And I bet you with a few of these Budweisers, you could really tell some stories. I can't give you any
Rose plays the game all reserved and then comes out with that.
What the hell?
You didn't get a life sentence for that back in the 70s. I'll tell you that much.
Todd, what do you think? You're going to get any point that's on the board?
Can I go a little bit farther south instead of the butt?
That would be the number one answer, 41 points.
I don't care. Rose wins.
Oh, I agree. That was a great answer. All right, Todd, we start with you.
I can't follow that.
I know. Who can? Who can? You're one in a million there, Rose. Todd, name something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without. Name something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without.
My fry pan.
A frying pan?
A fry pan, yeah.
It's on the board. 8 points for Todd. Rose, you can go higher and get the points and even get the number one answer. But if it's higher than a pot, frying pan, you're going to get points.
Well, can I say an appliance of some sort?
If that's what you want to say.
Okay, my stove.
Number one answer, 24 points.
Woo-hoo.
All right, Rose, we start with you. Again, we're on the radio, Rose, but I love you for your answer.
All right.
Rose, name something no fairy tale would be complete without. It wouldn't be a fairy tale. Name
a witch? Oh, yeah.
Number three on the board. Rose gets 6 points. Todd, you can. There are two more answers above it that can get you more points. Name something no fairy tale would be complete without.
An evil stepmother.
That's below the list. It's not higher. The number one answer, a happy ending. A happy ending. All right, Todd, we start with you. You cracked yourself up with that one, Rose, didn't you?
No, you sounded a little bit depressed here.
Well, it's called a big letdown.
I know.
Todd. Name a question a father might ask his daughter's new boyfriend. And we're on the radio. Name a question a father might ask his daughter's new boyfriend.
Are you employed?
Number one answer. 38 points. Number one answer. Rose.
Yes.
Here we go. Name something. Jeez, how does she get these questions, too? Name something a husband might do when his pregnant wife yells, "It's time!"
Drive her to the hospital.
You're going to get 5 points for that.
Oh, come on.
It is way down the list.
Oh, my God.
That makes perfect sense.
Name something a husband might do when his pregnant wife yells, "It's time to go to the hospital." Todd, there's several higher than that.
Well, my first response was, soil myself. But my next response was, are you sure? Ask, are you sure?
Are you sure? Let's see. Nope, didn't make it all the way. Here they are. The number one answer, panic or scream. Followed by keys and get the car. All right. Todd, we're going to start with you. Or did I start with Todd the last time? No, I started with Rose last time. Todd, here we go. name something, Todd, you might offer someone even if they didn't ask for it. So you're coming into contact with somebody. Maybe they're coming into your home. Name something you might offer someone even if they didn't ask for it.
They're coming into your home or just meeting them?
Yeah, let's just think they're coming into your home.
Because if they were coming to my home, I might say a drink, but if I see them, I might say a breath mint. I'm going to say a breath mint.
Mint way down the list. You get 7 points for that. Rose, there's plenty higher. And think about it, basically in the home.
Well, if you come inside my home, I'm Italian. Usually I ask if you want to eat. But I would say, would you like a cocktail first?
You could have gotten more points.
Rose, you are spectacular, though.
Rose, a drink was second, 24 points for Rose. The number one answer was your first thought, Rose, food.
Darn. So, usually that's what I do. You know, I'm always cutting up that eel on Christmas Eve, you guys. Come on.
All right, we're going to go two more rounds, and then we're going to total up the scores. Rose, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Before a couple gets married, name something they should agree about. Before a couple gets married, name something they should agree about.
Whether they would like to have children or not.
Number one answer. Woo! 44 points. All right, this is the last round. We start with you, Todd.
All right, let's go.
All right. And then we're going to total up. Junior has been keeping track of all the scores, and we're going to get the answer from him. Here we go, Todd. Name something you always associate with tornadoes.
Trailer park.
I think you need to introduce something like style points.
Yeah. Now I gotta be a little bit more specific. You say trailer parks because of the what?
Because they're mobile homes.
And what's going to happen?
They're going to move. They're going to get tossed around.
They're going to be destroyed?
They're going to be destroyed.
Number one answer. 37 points. Junior is over on the other side of the glass, and he has been totaling up the point scores. Junior, it goes to you. Who won today's game of Stan's get the most points?
1 second.
1 second.
He's not good at math.
I thought you had a calculator.
Don't you worry, sweetheart. I got a prize for you, win or lose. Rose, just we need to find out, Junior, who won. Didn't you keep a running tally of this going?
We're going to have to start all over again.
We know.
I don't know if we survive.
All right, okay.
I have the scores. Todd has a total of 275 points.
Ooh, very nice.
Rose has a total of 201.
Oh. Close.
Todd, you're the winner. What would you like?
All right.
Would you like Mel's Diner, pewter mug, touch of class pet grooming? What else? Redneck mud park? What would you like?
I'd love to go to pewter mug.
You're going to the pewter mug, buddy. Hold the line, okay? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Rose, you've been absolutely a fantastic person on the phone. By the way, if you're an Italian and you love to cook, what's your specialty?
Oh, you name it, I could make it. Tonight I'm going to make lobster with fettuccine.
Oh, God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
lobster fettuccine,
my
yeah.
goodness. You ever
she cooks. She's got a great sense of humor.
Well, you come visit me, and then I'll feed you.
You ever make a gnocchi with a bolognese sauce?
Yes, but it's very tedious, you know.
I know, it's a very long process to do that.
Yes.
What about a lasagne and a manicotti?
Oh, yes, but you see, I have gavones in the house, you know, four men.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they just shovel it right down. They don't appreciate the finesse part of it.
I know, it's a very underappreciated. What would you like? I've got a Mel's Diner, Redneck Mud Park. You can get your pet groomed. I've got $50 for that at Touch of Class Pet Grooming. Is there anything that catches your ear?
I'll take Mel's, maybe give me a night off.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
All right. Now, Rose, I'm gonna put you on hold, sweetheart. Junior's gonna—he's still talking to Todd. When he picks up the phone, tell him that you're taking the Mel's Diner.
Rose,
okay?
you are spectacular.
Rose,
thank you. Thanks, guys.
Don't be
always
a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
Been listening to you guys, it's been 25 years.
God
I guess
bless
now.
You. God bless you.
I met you guys. I first met you guys at Tin City when you did like a broadcast there.
That's like 100 years ago, Rose.
Yes.
Hold on,
all
sweetheart.
Right, take care.
Love you. Hold on.
Oh, man.
She's spectacular. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I like her a lot. I like Todd, but Rose was something special.
Well, I think Todd appreciated it,
and
too.
And he did, too. He knew what he was up against. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. That doesn't look good at all.
It's a joke.
Okay, good. Good. Don't want to talk about it. We're going to get you updated on news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. No traffic right now to speak of, so I'm not even going to go through the charade. If there's something going on, we'll report it to you. I do want to let you know, because we just gave away $25 to Mel's Diner, and we want to thank them for giving us gift certificates this week. And they got something special on Father's Day. This is a really good deal. Father's Day at Mel's Diner.
What's cooking?
Oh, I'll tell you what's cooking. Full rack of Mel's famous baby back ribs, fries, and coleslaw.
That's all the fixings.
$10.
Nice.
And every dad gets a $5 coupon good for his next visit on Father's Day. Celebrate Father's Day with Mel's Diner and 96K Rock. That's a great deal, and I love Mel's Diner. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
(Clears throat) Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Well, I may as well tell you.
What?
Well, the Mayans are at it again.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had the whole Y2K thing and...
Didn't they predict the end of the world or something?
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah, you know, it was in 2000 yeah. and 2012 and, well... Now they're at it again. They're saying it's the ancient Maya are at it again, what? Saying the world's coming to an end.
We'll have the date for you in less than an hour.
Save the date.
Yeah.
We told you last week that misguided country act Lady Antebellum felt the need to change their name.
Yep.
They changed from Lady Antebellum to Lady A. There's just one problem.
What's that?
Blues singer Anita White has been known as Lady A over her 20-plus year career, and she doesn't appreciate it.
I don't blame her.
And finally, history being made. The first two people to have been indicted under Kentucky's brand new bestiality laws have been charged.
All right. There you go.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We could use some laughter. Could use
you
some
guys
laughter.
Are doing good.
Thank you, darling.
That was
come
a...
down later for moose soup.
You know, the way you said darling was so condescending, yep. It was a thing of beauty.
Thank you, Haney.
Dirty!
I'm just hearing her. You guys are doing good, and we haven't even started.
Darling.
The 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Darling.
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
He is. He's too quick on the trigger.
He is, and he's really... This is his main weakness since coming back. You gotta fit the little comment into the pocket and use your discretion.
Well, context.
Precisely.
Starbucks announced plans to close 400 locations. Not that big a deal.
Well, there's thousands more.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're in a bad Starbucks.
Top signs you're in a bad Starbucks.
There's no stampede of moms in yoga pants on the first day of pumpkin spice latte season.
Bunch of bitches.
Even the homeless won't use the bathroom.
No.
Hold my beer.
The barista writes Captain A-hole on your cup. You can't help but notice that jar of stirs seems to be overflowing with used Band-Aids.
Oh, shit. Well, you're bringing out all the bombs, aren't you?
Sorry.
It's all right. I'll give it a day.
Most people just pass right by it and choose to go to the Starbucks next door.
Yep. He doesn't even let it play all the way through. He cuts it off.
Well, it's his discretion.
Yep.
That's the only one that you have at the high volume. Everything else is so low. Aren't you a recording engineer and do all that stuff? Aren't you? What?
Yeah, I am.
Then make it work.
Thought the hand-holding was over.
I know. Me too. Sorry about that, folks.
You ordered a coffee, but the social justice warrior behind the counter wrote "Black Lattes Matter" on your cup.
Look at this, y'all.
Wow.
Instead of a code to use the bathroom, you have to answer the troll's riddle.
I like that one.
The homeless man shooting up in the bathroom isn't real generous with his heroin.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What's that got to do with heroin? What's an old lady doing in the men's room?
Sorry.
The line reaches all the way to the Starbucks next door.
Yep.
And finally, the very top sign, you're in a bad Starbucks.
Yes.
The vanilla drizzle on your Frappuccino looks a lot like... And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
We've got a lot of email. I will not be able to get to all of it today, so I'll save some for tomorrow. But a lot of stuff. Oh, this is from Troublemaker Scott, Superfan Scott in Naples. let's see what rock he wants to overturn today. hey, guys. So Billy on Friday did bring up a very good point. Junior is back, and not only does he produce this show, but he is also an accomplished music producer as well. Now, Stan, I know you are a bit of a stylist when it comes to your musical creations, in the same vein as David Lee Roth, and that for the most part, you tend to release new albums during the holiday season.
More shortly thereafter.
Yep. When they don't sell. I mean, who can forget the classic album, Stan, Under the Mistletoe Alone? I know personally, and I'm sure I'm not alone, that a super summer fun Stan album is what we all need at this point. I have a few album titles, if I may, and they include Stan's Hugs and Kisses, From Me to You, It's in the Air, Out and About Again. And now that you're married, maybe a good one would be Stan Alone Plus One. Maybe Haney has some suggestions. If there's one song request I would make for the album, I guess it would be that I hope Stan could record his own version of George Harrison's hit Blow Away. Ah, I can almost hear it playing in my head right now, and it is so soothing. Anyway, love you guys, and hopefully Stan will start doing his vocal exercises again in preparations for a new hit album. Signed, Scott.
Well,
a lot of that is we can't use anymore.
Yeah. And if he hasn't asked me, but if Stan were to involve me in the production as I've been involved in the past, and I've never let him wrong.
Yeah.
The signature on the album would be Stan's interpretation of Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
We had joy. We had fun. We had
you can almost hear it, can't you?
Do-do-do-do. All in minor keys. This is Sean from Lehigh.
Goodbye, Michelle. It's hard to die.
A lot of die and death. And
mm-hmm.
Sean writes, while watching the original Mickey Mouse Club from the 1950s on Disney Plus with my toddler, I immediately thought of you guys for the new headline intro. The show has a fantastic intro to their newsreel segment. I found it on YouTube so you could have a look and a listen. Search YouTube for Mickey Mouse Club newsreel. Mark Twain, 10-8-56. I knew the... Okay, da, da, da. Also, they had the best sponsorships on the program. And I sent you a few of those. Yeah, a bunch of products that weren't around anymore. Who knows? Maybe you can replace the Mickey Mouse Club with the Stan and Haney Show. Thanks for taking the time to read. Sean from Lehigh. Let's see if I... You know what? I gotta save the rest. I gotta save the rest. Because we gotta make way for the Wayback Machine. And that's coming up next here on the Stan and Haney program.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. No traffic updates for you, so...
How's traffic on Penny Lane?
Well, not good. You heard us mentioning it today. We've got prizes all this week. Let Freedom Ride Independence Day weekend at Redneck Mud Park. It's going to happen July 2nd through the 5th. Mud bogging, trail riding, plus one of the few places that has world-class fireworks on Saturday night. You can camp for the weekend. Keep listening all week. We got the weekend passes for you to the Redneck Mud Park for the 4th of July. We do it every week at this time. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year, going back to a great year. And today we're going to go and start in the middle of the pack, 20 through 16. This week, where are we going?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1978.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live
it up. Michael Johnson. How many remember this?
Great song.
Bluer Than Blue, number 20. It is a great song.
After you go, I can catch up on my reading. After you go, I have a lot more time for sleeping. And when you're gone, looks like things are gonna be a lot easier. Life will be a breeze, you know. I really should be glad, but I'm doing.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Is that a new axe?
You're the only light. No. I've had this one. It's a good one.
I just saw you taking it out of the case very carefully.
Keep it in the box. Keep it fresh.
Bluer than blue. After you go, I have a lot more room in my closet. After you go.
Yes, Mr. Mangus, we see that your afternoon show was
playing good music.
Michael Johnson.
How did that happen?
Is that in your playlist?
No, it's not my fault. It's Stan and Haney.
Damn them.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without
nights will sure be colder, and I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue.
Gonna warn you, the next one's the album. So,
oh well, we're gonna have to adjust. Coming in at number 19, Steely Dan and Deacon Blues.
We might be all right. Nothing else is too long.
You were cool if you enjoyed Steely Dan back in 78. You were in the in crowd.
Were you?
I think so. They were on the radio a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they were different.
Wild gambler. That's all in the past.
They were sophisticated.
Yeah, exactly.
Call me a fool. You say. Once for real, I already bought the dream. So useless to ask me why. Throw a kiss and say goodbye. I'll make it this time. I'm ready to cross that fine line.
Learn to work.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
All night long.
And die behind the wheel. They got a name for the winners in the world. I want a name when I lose. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues. Deacon
with the headphones on.
You can really appreciate
you
it.
You sure can.
That staggered a mind. I crawl like a viper through these suburban streets. Make love to these women, languid and bittersweet.
Number 19 this week in 1978. This was his first hit, chart-topping hit.
Yeah,
Robert Palmer.
Little did we know, he had plenty more to come.
Yeah, he did. Every kind of people. Bob Palmer.
Before before he met all those identical women wearing black dresses.
Yeah, so the fight to simply make irresistible. Ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought.
Always nice to have an occasional steel drum.
Every kind of people to make the world go round. Someone's looking for a lead. It is due to
that's the Stan and Haney difference.
Right there.
Protecting what he feels is right.
They're swaying with
there's
your horn.
No profit deceit.
High stepping.
Honest men know that revenge does not deceit. Whether yellow, black, or white, each and every man's the same inside. Who takes every kind of people?
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
To make what life's
and
about.
It makes all
yeah.
the difference in the world.
It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Do, do, do,
do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do.
What, are you not feeling it?
Oh, I feel it.
Do, 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 do.
About, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Every kind of people.
Coming in at number 17, this band's lead singer spent a lot of time on a road called Penny Lane,
which is racist, evidently.
Here's Paul McCartney and Wings, number 17. With a little luck.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no
together. Hi, Linda.
There is no
that's the Stan and Haney difference.
This song has never been the same for me since the mid-80s. And you remember him. There was a sports guy in Orlando named Rod Luck.
Oh, yeah.
And he would use this in his promos.
And he spoiled it for you.
And he spoiled it for me. So I used to love this song. Then you got that pompous Rod Luck.
Oh, what are you talking about? He was there because he was likable.
Yeah. They drove him out of Philly is what they did.
The willow turns his back on.
Junior.
Weather.
See, do a search on sports guy Rod Luck.
Just me and you. With
R-O-D-K-L-U-K. capital L-U-C-K. You might not even be alive anymore.
You're talking a long time ago.
Yeah, mid-80s.
Knowing what a fan you are of Paul McCartney, that really had to hurt.
It did. It on the song.
The song Rod Luck stole from Paul McCartney. We're stealing it back.
Last one we're going to take a look at is just an awesome song by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and Still the Same. There's a picture of Rod Luck.
And he's still the same.
I love the song. I love the words.
You always won every time you place the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet.
A picture of him.
Every time.
What about him?
Sure, but he's still alive.
All right, thank you.
You were quicker than they thought. You just turn your back and walk.
Is this song about me?
It could be.
You always said cards will never do. Trick you said was never play the game too long. A gambler's share, the only risk that you would take, the only loss you could foresee, the only bluff you couldn't fake. And you're still the same. I caught up with you yesterday.
Ladies.
The Stan and Haney Difference.
You're still the same.
What are you reading over there?
Reading about Rod Luck.
What about him?
Fun fact about him.
Yeah.
He was the only man to ever pitch in, manage in, and umpire in a Major League Baseball game.
That's a bold-faced lie.
It's on his website.
He was a bragger. Is he working TV still?
Everybody watched you play.
Yes.
Where's he at?
KUSI TV.
Where's that?
Where's that?
I don't know.
Cause you're still the same.
Is that
Idaho?
Yeah, what is that, a podcast?
You're still the same.
What the...
It's tough thinking on your feet.
Yeah, it sure is. The number one song in the land this week in 1978. Oh, he was riding the crest of a wave. Andy Gibb and Shadow Dancing.
On borrowed time, my
borrowed
friend.
Borrowed time. We're going to take a break since Junior's got no more information on where Rod Luck is broadcasting from. Mark Haney in the news.
I know everybody was looking forward to that, too.
Yeah. Is next.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Put your
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
That could be a hit on its own.
Great balls.
Yep.
Big balls. Too many women with the balls.
That's a bot.
Ain't no Mona Lisa.
No. Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. This Friday, it'll be the Dave and Chuck the Freak Peep Show virtually live on their website, daveandchuckthefreak.com. Now, you're going to see all of them live. They're going to tell you behind-the-scenes stuff, give you things of what goes on during the show and all of that stuff.
But what are they going to do, rat each other out?
Probably. You can also win a spot.
God, if we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Stan you probably didn't know.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't want you to know.
But I'm going to tell you. You can win a spot.
And don't get me started on Junior.
Junior. Now, let me tell you something about Junior. See this little segment right here where he's trying to play some sound effects, and he's bragging that he's a musical producer, but can't even keep the levels up on a drop. you can win a...
Is that what it is?
I don't think so. You can hear, you'll get to hear their takes on what's going on during the show.
We've discussed doing that, but we decided it wasn't good for anyone.
No, not for us. For Dave and Chuck the Freak, maybe. And you can win a spot in a virtual meet and greet with Dave and Chuck the Freak on the day of the show. If you want all the information on this.
What is that, where they call each other names like their face?
Yeah. No, you get to go and, like, link in with them, and they go and say, "Hey, Haney, how are you? Hey, great to see you, Dave."
And they link in, but I'm on the phone, or?
No, you're watching it streaming.
Oh, so I'll see them on my screen.
You'll see them.
And they'll see me?
Yep. You got one of them little cameras on your deal.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Get all the details at 96krock.com and on the KROQ mobile app. You can take part on Friday, June the 19th, 7 p.m.
That's all I could do to get a microphone to work, and I developed this digital stutter.
Yeah, was pixelating a lot. Absolute
yeah,
lot.
I was nervous,
line.
I guess.
Hey, Stan and Haney, I want to thank you for that bit of information about Arlington National Cemetery. I just read about it on their website. Very interesting. I also read that there was a Fort Myer located on the site, too. Thanks again. I'll be informing people about this. Signed, Glenn. So thank you, Glenn. Thank you for following up. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
That's not the
Hi,
disc.
I'm Garrick Utley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Deuce Ex Machina.
Wasn't even in the player.
That's what you call Stan luck.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, June 15th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
There's always seems to be a commercial on about learning a new language.
Yeah, and it draws you in But I know damn well I don't know that I can learn a new language.
Now, I'm fascinated by other languages, but it's a little late in the game to be taking on a second vocabulary.
I'm always told if you want to go and be bilingual, you got to be a little kid and have it around your household. I'm not going to pop in a disc and be speaking fluently. I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, passed it, and I don't remember a thing I did. You bilingual, Junior? You bilingual?
Miquito.
What did he just say? Are you eating something?
Something about Makotos?
I mean, I'm eating almonds right now, but yeah, un poquito.
What?
It means a little.
A little what?
Yo hablo poquito. I speak a little.
Let's get Enrique down here and bring him in there and see if he can have a conversation with him.
Yeah, we'll have a full conversation.
I don't think you will.
I could try.
You know, I noticed...
Honestly, how do you think that would go? Would that go in your favor?
Yeah, probably not in my favor.
Okay, let's just not do that.
Yeah, let's just keep it in your mind that you could if you wanted to, but let's not...
Yeah, I mean, by all means, retain the false confidence, but don't call yourself out.
Yo entiendo español más de hablar.
You have any idea how many Spanish speakers are listening to you right now?
A lot.
And they're impressed.
So, yeah, well, sure. Let's just let the text roll in.
Go ahead. Go back to eating your almonds. Shouldn't this be the time where he's on the ball, ready to throw something up on the screen?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not doing any hand-holding.
No, that's over with.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my Finnish isn't the best. But like I said, I still find foreign languages fascinating because they have some very specific words for very, very specific things that we don't have.
Yeah.
Where we might take an entire sentence to say something, they can do it in one word.
Okay.
There is a Finnish word pronounced sorikanit.
That sounds almost Asian.
Well, it's Finnish, and it has a very specific meaning. It means getting drunk at home, alone, in your underpants. Mm. They have one word so that you don't have to create a sentence. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Sorikanit.
Yeah.
Oh, say no more.
Yep, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. You're getting drunk at home alone in your underpants. Yep. You know, Stan, we were working together at a top 40 radio station, and we actually had to live through the brief period of time where Mr. Rick Astley was very popular.
What's that? I'm never going to give you up.
Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and hurt you.
Yeah, we did. You know,
and it was as brutal as you might imagine.
We came up and started working together in an era of top 40 music, which was god-awful.
Oh, one of the worst ever.
It was one of the worst eras ever.
Yeah, and that damn music director we had with the cluster headaches that would play dance music and say, oh, it's popular in our area.
Yeah, she was making a music director decision.
What she liked to do was to pretend that she was a music director in Miami with a vibrant Latin club scene that we didn't have in Melbourne.
No, we had brothels and a boot scoot in place.
Yep.
That was it. And we did have... a place where, you know, people just said, don't talk about it. It was where the ladies were, and they provided a service over there in West Melbourne.
Yep.
What was the name of that place?
It changed names a couple of times. I think at one point it was known as the Executive Men's Club.
Oh,
another time it was called The Office.
Yeah. And you went there.
And then I think one time it was called the executive office.
And
I always wondered what went on in there.
Everybody left it alone. Nobody. That was there for years and years and years.
And you knew stuff went on there. But you wouldn't go in.
No. I knew somebody that went in. You know somebody that went in.
And was it everything we thought?
Oh, it is what it was. It was.
What did it look like in there?
Because
I always imagined what it would look like.
Small and musty.
Oh.
And this person told me that the woman that he selected, again, this is 30 years ago, the woman he selected, they practiced safe sex there and could get a male condom on without using their hands.
Yeah, right behind the used car place.
Plenty of parking in the rear.
Well, the whole thing was a rear.
Yep. You don't know that story?
I may have forgotten it. There are so many.
I'll refresh you when we're outside.
Well, so we had to live through actually playing Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, probably about once an hour.
Yeah.
Never gonna let you down, blah, 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 and desert you. It was the most god-awful thing.
Yeah.
And we're playing it, wondering, well, why is this a hit?
And you're saying we had to play that every hour. That was also filled with songs like by Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Yum. T'Pau.
T'Pau.
Cutting Crew. Well, what you may not know is Rick Astley was feeling pretty good about himself with the number one song, Never Gonna Give You Up. He probably was convinced that it was always going to be that way.
Yeah.
Because for his follow-up, he completely contradicted everything people loved about Rick Astley, because when you think Rick Astley, never gonna give you up.
Yeah.
He released a follow-up song called Giving Up on Love.
Mm.
And although there were some hardcore Asties.
That's what they call them, okay?
It died a slow death at number 38 on the Billboard chart. Just enough to say I had more than one top 40 hit.
That's right.
Suffice it to say, everyone was disappointed.
Yeah.
But a song of that magnitude, what can you follow it with?
That song will live forever.
You familiar with the periodic table? Of course you are.
I certainly am. I had to memorize it when I was in high school.
The periodic table has many, many rules. A lot of them mathematical and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm not even getting into that. We're just talking about names. Every element on the periodic table has to be named after one of five things. You're okay if you pick something from mythology. A mineral itself, a place, a property of the element, or a scientist. And you'll want to keep an eye on that, because in the next two decades, asteroid mining is going to make a lot of people rich, and we'll be adding to it. Mark my words. Timestamp it. So I'll sound smart
at
a time that I'm probably not.
Right.
in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, the ancient Mayans are at it again. They are really attention seekers.
Mm-hmm. Always have been. For as long as I can remember.
You may remember when everyone was talking about the ancient Mayan prediction that the world would end precisely on December 21st of 2012. Well, we had our fingers crossed, but spoiler alert, nothing happened.
Yeah, we're all here.
But we may not have dodged the Mayan bullet yet.
What?
A scientist in Knoxville, Tennessee, named Paolo Taglulian, who has now deleted his Twitter account.
For good reason.
Redid the calculations. And Paolo says the real date of the Mayan apocalypse. They just had the math wrong.
Yeah. Simple error in carrying the numbers.
The real date of the Mayan apocalypse is Sunday, this coming Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. Sunday.
I better make my plans for this Sunday.
Sunday. You see, back when the Mayans made their prediction, he believes they were using the Julian calendar, which was pretty popular at the time. But the world switched to Gregorian calendars in 1582, and the several days got out of whack.
Yeah.
So, quote, if you're following the Julian calendar, we are technically in 2012.
Ooh.
If that's right, the date the Mayans believed was December 21st, 2012, is in fact June 21st, 2020. Boy, I really don't want to miss that Trump rally Saturday.
Yeah, man. It's going to happen.
Because if you think about it, the only thing 2020 is missing is a good old-fashioned Mayan apocalypse.
Yeah, Absolute Law text line. Guys, come on. The real apopka.
What? Apopka?
Apopka.
Sunday, apopka!
The real apocalypse is this August. That's the month I get married.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, it just... Talk about a buzz killer.
Yeah, man. Think twice.
You know what? Take that number down. We got work to do, Stan.
Yeah, we got to help this.
Not too late.
Nope.
The group formerly known as Lady Antebellum felt the need to do a bit of virtue signaling recently. They said that from this point forward, they would no longer be known as Lady Antebellum because slavery, and that they'd be changing their name to Lady A. It was a hasty decision. Unknown to Lady Antebellum, the name Lady A has been taken.
Ah. Who's got it?
A blues singer from Seattle with a 20-plus year career as Lady A.
She wins.
Her name is Anita White, and she has been performing as Lady A for over 20 years. She's released several albums, and she'd like you to know her latest, Lady A, live in New Orleans, will be out July 18th.
Right on.
She also holds down a day job with Seattle Public Utilities. That's got to be a nightmare right about now.
Yeah, there she is right there.
Maybe she could flick the switch for us.
Yep.
She found out about Lady Antebellum taking her name on Thursday when friends began leaving message after message after message. And then Rolling Stone magazine called her. And she was more than happy to talk, saying, quote, "It shouldn't have taken George Floyd to die for them to realize their name was, you know, like slavery."
Yeah.
This is her continuing quote. "It's an opportunity for them to pretend they're not racist and pretend it means something to them. If it did, they might have done some research. And I'm not happy about it. You found me on Spotify easily enough.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they?"
And Junior found her easily on Spotify. Let's find out what Lady A sounds like. Here, roll them. Where is it?
I don't have any songs pulled up.
Oh.
I mean, I found a picture.
A rep for the band told Rolling Stone they were not aware of another artist and were planning to reach out. Translation?
Yeah.
"Overpriced attorneys are looking at every legal option and probably making huge cash offers to keep this quiet."
You better believe it. And here's a little bit of the real Lady A.
Bum-ba-dum-bum.
Okay, don't worry.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Do we have any?
I think so. The Lady A Blues Band?
Yeah, is that her?
Lady A, Anita White. Yeah!
See, there it is. This is what I need. I want to hear that voice of hers.
She's got a good guitar player.
Yeah.
I've got to ride.
All right.
That lonesome train.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is heavy with aches and pains. I said someday, someday, baby.
Yeah.
After a while, you will be sorry.
Takes
you to roll. Damn right. All those clouds away. I said someday, someday, baby, after a while, you will be sorry.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you. Oh, and back, do you know Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
It's also the summer solstice. So that could, Sunday, big things could be happening. Sunday.
Yeah, I generally sleep.
Yeah. This weekend might be for the best.
Well, if something happens, I'll see if I can find you, bring you with me.
All right, appreciate it. Figured we'd go in that together.
I would never forget you, pal.
Appreciate it.
And I don't think it'd be tough. Junior, on the other hand.
Well, that'll be a tough find.
I would have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
A lot of, he doesn't understand. Yeah. And
never grasped it.
He doesn't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
Grasp what?
Again. Haney, you got a final story there?
I sure do.
Thank
did
you,
I say Bill?
Yes, you did.
Bill. Believe it or not, with all that's going on now and a lot of people complaining about different laws and whatnot, bestiality is legal in Hawaii, New Mexico, Wyoming, and West Virginia.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm sure it's frowned upon, but there's nothing on the books that says you shouldn't do that.
What the hell?
Now, that list used to include the state of Kentucky. They finally got around to making bestiality illegal last year.
Yep, they're tightening up.
So, congratulations to the two trailblazers who are now the first people to feel the wrath of that law. A 50-year-old named Christopher Jones and a 44-year-old woman named Nolene Horn were the first to be indicted under the new law for the sexual crimes against an animal. Back in Rollvember, something happened that involved the two of them and a dog.
All right, I don't want to know.
In Maysville, Kentucky. It's not clear what exactly went on, but we do know that after an investigation, they were both arrested and are facing felony charges.
Don't want to know.
I'd rather not. You might think you do, but you don't.
You don't. And you can never take it back.
And that's the news for today, Monday, June 15th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and, no Jason and Todd today. We got to wait till Friday. Mark, thank you for the news. We'll
thank
be back.
You, Stan, for hitting the intros and outros.
They're all perfectly timed.
Yep.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Putting the finishing touches on a Monday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, no traffic update. Hopefully we'll have something for you tomorrow, but somebody is asleep at the wheel. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I don't mind that Sunday afternoon barrage of commercials. You know, the only truly nauseating Sunday afternoon, the most, is life insurance. Insurance is gambling, right? I'll bet you $20 a month till you die that you don't die.
You will?
Yeah. I find it most unpleasant to be reminded that I'm mortal during a commercial, and they're always very subtle. They never mention death. There's a guy swinging his daughter, and they all have pretty jingles. Insurance is love. It's not insurance, it's love. Insurance is giving. Daddy, I want a big wedding. Is that expensive? Insurance is... Suddenly, what if you're not there, young man? Wacko! No one's swinging her anymore. An empty space where you used to be. What if you're not there, young man? Very subtle. Well, for one thing, I won't give a... One of the only good advantages of the big D, a second after you die, is I don't care.
The great Robert Klein. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. One of our reporters, because she's off the news for the most part the past couple of weeks, our reporter got an exclusive interview with, the coronavirus.
If you're just tuning in, we're about to place a call to the coronavirus. So here we go.
Coronavirus residents.
Is this the coronavirus?
Yep, speaking.
Hi there. We're just wondering how it feels now that you're no longer the center of attention.
I gotta tell you, it hurts a little.
Mm-hmm. For months, you were all the world talked about.
I know. I felt like Meghan Markle on steroids.
Yeah, but thanks to current events, though, you're kind of old news.
I'm doing what I can to hang on, though. In fact, I just hired a great PR firm.
A public relations firm?
Yeah, it's the same one that handles the Kardashians.
Good choice.
Yeah. Compared to the Kardashians, making me look good should be a cinch.
Any luck so far?
Well, they've got some great ideas. For instance, a whole line of COVID-19 sportswear. My favorite is probably the trucker cap that says, "Make America Infectious Again."
Catchy.
Oops, that's my brother-in-law, the H1N1 virus. He's constantly pestering me for my Netflix password. He's like a disease.
Okay, thanks for taking our call.
No sweat. Sorry about that.
We could use some laughter. Could use
some
laughter.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, darling.
That was
come down later for moose soup.
You know, the way you said darling was so condescending, yeah. It was a thing of beauty.
Thank you, Haney.
Dirty.
I'm just hearing her. You guys are doing good, and we haven't even started.
Darling.
The 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Darling.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
He is. He's too quick on the trigger.
He is, and he's really, this is his main weakness since coming back. You got to fit the little comment into the pocket and use your discretion.
Well, context.
Precisely.
Starbucks announced plans to close 400 locations. Not that big a deal.
No, there's thousands more.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're in a bad Starbucks.
Top signs you're in a bad Starbucks.
There's no stampede of moms in yoga pants on the first day of pumpkin spice latte season.
Bunch of bitches.
Even the homeless won't use the bathroom.
No. Hold my beer.
The barista writes Captain A-hole on your cup. You can't help but notice that jar of stirs seems to be overflowing with used Band-Aids.
Oh.
Well, you're bringing out all the bombs, aren't you?
Sorry.
It's all right. I'll give it a day.
Most people just pass right by it and choose to go to the Starbucks next door.
Yep. He doesn't even let it play all the way through. He cuts it off.
Well, it's his discretion.
Yep. That's the only one that you have at the high volume. Everything else is so low. Aren't you a recording engineer and do all that stuff? Aren't you what?
Yeah, I am.
Then make it work.
Thought the hand holding was over.
I know. Me too. Sorry about that, folks.
You ordered a coffee, but the social justice warrior behind the counter wrote "Black Lattes Matter" on your cup.
Look at this, y'all.
Wow.
Instead of a code to use the bathroom, you have to answer the troll's riddle.
I like that one.
The homeless man shooting up in the bathroom isn't real generous with his heroin.
Nope.
What's that got to do with the heroin? What's an old lady doing in the men's room?
Sorry.
The line reaches all the way to the Starbucks next door.
Yep.
And finally, the very top sign, you're in a bad Starbucks.
Yes.
The vanilla drizzle on your Frappuccino looks a lot like... And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.